What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to my episode, Virtual Wholesaling Podcast with Antoine Campbell. It's episode 10 already. Like, we're going to be pushing full steam ahead. The next few episodes, we're going to get really granular and deep into a lot of things that most people will have to pay $20,000, $30,000 for a coaching program just to even have access to this information. But I'm providing you this information a free charge just because I want to see you win and succeed. Today, we're going to be talking about challenges, overcoming challenges and setbacks in virtual wholesaling. People watch a few videos and they had this notion, this idea that they're going to be very successful and that they're going to make 40 grand in 2 months. They're going to get a deal in 1 month. They're going to crush it in 6 months. Well, they had no actualities of the challenges that's going to arise in their business. And we're going to get deep into that, right? If you're brand new and it's your first time listening to the podcast, do me a favor. Give us a five-star review. Share this with 2 to 3 people you know, like, and love. And then head over to Instagram and follow me at CEO929. And if you need services, we'll get to that at the end of the podcast, what we can do to help you and how we can help grow your business. But if you're curious, our website is CEO929.com. Let's get back into this podcast. One of the biggest challenges that most wholesalers will face and setbacks is one, lead quality. What is that? Because people assume that the lead's supposed to be a certain significance before they're able to speak with them. But I'm here to tell you that this business is predicated off of pretty much being at the right place at the right time. Whether you're running PPC marketing, you're running Facebook ads, you're running cold callers, you're running text message marketing, it's all in alignment of being at the right place at the right time. Ask yourself, if you go into a Facebook group and you see a newbie saying, man, I just did a $50,000 deal my first week of cold calling. It wasn't that the newbie was lucky. The newbie has extra success. God was in the newbie's favor, which I'm pretty sure God was in his favor. But it was an alignment at being at the right place at the right time. Most of the time, their problem was already people working on this file. There's probably a big box wholesaler who spent $600 for this quality of lead that had an acquisition manager that was following up, and it may not was consistent enough. Most of the time, you may quote them at a good time, and it's like a once in a million opportunity. It's like going to the casino for the first time, hitting a slot machine button, and ding, 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 you win. But all actuality, this is all predicated and based on repetition. So real, true marketing is nothing more than repetition. So the challenges that most people face is, I called this list and it doesn't work. I called this list, the numbers are bad. I called this list and I'm struggling. When you have an effective strategy, you'll know that you're going to keep calling that list and calling that list and calling that list until the records show that the property is even deeded to somebody else, or they say, if you call me again, I'm going to call 911 on you. That's when you stop following up with people. Even when they pass away, that's a good list to call. People that pass away that own multiple properties, it's probably one of the most effective lists you can call. What you have to do is figure out who's next in charge. Is it the wife? Is it the cousin? Is it the son? Is it the brother, the family lawyer? Whoever's in charge that can make the decision and say, hey, we would like to liquidate this property, right? So that's one of the biggest challenges that people face, is assuming that they have a lead quality issue. When all actuality, they don't have a proven system to even know if the leads are quality, because all leads are quality. Any house that's not sold is a quality lead. You just have to wait the course and wait the time, whether it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, it doesn't matter. Because if you have the mindset, I'm going to be doing this for the next 10, 15 years, it doesn't matter, Mr. Seller, when you're ready to sell. As long as you're going to be ready to sell at some point in the future, we're here for you. That should be your mindset. That's my mindset in any business I do. Like my VA business. Oh, I'm not ready for a VA right now. Cool, no problem. But when you're ready for to hire your first VA, I will be here. Because you know what? I see myself doing this for the next 10 years. The problem with most of you guys is you don't see yourself doing anything past 6 months. You work 3 months for something and it doesn't work out, you move on to the next thing. You ever seen that little meme on Instagram or YouTube where people are digging for gold or digging for diamonds, and they show them picking, and they write almost at the end, and it's a mound of gold and diamonds, and they give up and walk the opposite way, and the other person keep digging for gold, diamonds, hit it? That's what most of you are in business. You guys struggle with the fact that this is going to take longer than what most of us suspected, including me. When I take on coaching clients, and the reason why we don't coach as much is because I don't want to fall into people's unrealistic expectations of what to expect as a business owner and operator. Because there's a difference. A business owner is a person who owns a business, right? And there are other people managing it. That's a great business model when you have capital to deploy to hire quality people to do the things you refuse to do. An operator is a person who owns a business, but they actually runs the day-to-day and they runs the operation, right? So you got to have SOPs, you got to have systems. And most of you guys are struggling because you don't have the simple SOPs. SOPs on high equity list. What does that look like? Here's an SOP I can give you right now. We're going to follow up with that list until the records indicate otherwise. But Antoine, how would I know someone sold their house? If you have that list monitored like on a Prospering List Automator or a REI SIF or something like that, it will show you that the house was sold. Then you scrub it off your list. Let me tell you a little secret that most people don't understand. 96% of all lists are good. So if you keep buying lists and skip trades after list and list and list, that's not your problem, buddy. The problem is you refuse to be consistent enough to allow the list to work in your favor. And the only way it's going to work in your favor is being at the right place at the right time. No one knows the hour or the day that someone's willing and ready to receive and accept a cash offer. Only thing you know is I need to be consistent in my follow-up. I need to talk to people. So that's the biggest challenge that most people are going to face. Another challenge is dealing with difficult sellers and understanding how to work with them, understanding how to solve their problems. Listen, when you're talking on the phone with somebody, it's not about you no more. It's all about how can I serve you and help you in your current situation? What could we do to get you across the hump to serve you and help you on whatever you got going on? So when you're talking to a seller, be nice, be polite, agree. You know, I'm so sorry to hear that. I completely understand. But once you understand these sales tactics, people are not going to be as difficult as you imagine. Maybe they had a bad dealing with a bunch of newbies. Maybe they had a bad dealing with a relative. Maybe they got beat before. Maybe they got burnt before. Maybe they've been down this road before and they lost someone in their family and they've been through probate and they understood how divided it made the family. So you guys got to consider these things when you're talking to people and making your offer, right? So when you're making an offer, your offer should do one thing. Solve the problems and objectives that the prospect is facing so they can move forward. If a person said, hey, I would love to sell, but get out your pen and paper and write down what are the buts. How can I make the buts beneficial to both me and the seller? I would love to sell, but my credit bad. I have nowhere to move. I have nobody to help me move. And I have no way to afford another house because I can't qualify for another house. Okay. Now, this is that what the seller told you is your objective, how to present your offer. Hey, Mr. Seller, based on my offer, you're going to be putting about $130,000 in your pocket. Rent, I check rent here in the Cleveland, Ohio area. It's right around $1,000 a month. So literally, if it was me, I would pay my rent up for 2 years or set the money aside for 2 years. The other $110,000 or $105,000, I would do something constructive with. I wouldn't spend a ton of money. Now, based on the offer I'm giving you, I'm going to supply movers for you. They can move you up to 50 miles. They're going to box everything up, put it in a U-Haul truck, and move up to 50 miles, whatever direction you want to go. Also, I got a list of property management companies that work with people with challenge and second chance credit. I called them and told them I have a client that's willing and open to putting down 12 months rent in exchange to get a secure lease. See, most of you wholesalers and most of you aspiring wholesalers don't want to do that work. See, wholesaling is nothing more than a concierge service. We are an alternative to the MLS. If you don't want to go traditionally dealing with a realtor and dealing with sellers and dealing with all the headache, we're here to help you. In exchange, we're going to make some money in the process, which it should be expected of you. And it should be expected of them that you're going to make money. Also, navigating through legal hurdles. So you might want to get a good lawyer on your team. When I say team, I don't mean actually going out paying them. I just mean putting people in place that when you need them, you're going to use their services over other people. In exchange, you can pick up the phone and have quick little conversations with them, and they won't even charge you because they're already looking for your business. So I don't mean take a lawyer and make him your personal Q&A person. That's what ChatGPT is for. That's what Google is for. Don't ever pick up the phone and call someone and waste their valuable time before you try to mitigate and conclude the questions you have within yourself and your tools and resources. So if you didn't ChatGPT, if you didn't Google it, if you didn't look it up, if you didn't go on Reddit, look it up, if you didn't check other search engines, Yahoo, Bing, if you ain't go through all of that first YouTube videos and get a definitive answer to your questions, then you go to your team or your experts or the people you're working with to try to get the question answered. You don't want to become abusive of relationships where people feel like you're benefiting from the relationship more than they're benefiting from. And now they don't want to work with you, answer the phone, return your calls, deal with you because they feel like you are a low value customer. I won't ever want to be perceived to anyone I work with as a low value client. When I call them and I'm ringing my phone, I want people to look, oh, Antoine called me. I know this is a moneymaker opportunity. Let me see what he wants because he never wastes my time. So you should never waste people's time if you want to be a host. Don't try to ask a million questions to people. If you want to ask a million questions to somebody, hire them. Say, hey, Mr. Seller, I'm working on this deal. It's very complex. I'm going to make a lot of money. Is there any way I can borrow an hour of your time? Now, when you borrow an hour of their time, they may charge you between $100 to $500. Be okay with paying that if you're going to make $30,000, $40,000. See, the problem is most people don't want to invest in themselves because they truly don't believe in themselves, right? So if someone said, yeah, I get on the phone with you for $200 for 1 hour. You guys get on there and you don't know what questions to ask. You didn't write down anything. You're not having a quality conversation. You just blew through $200. But if you get on there and you wrote down 15 premium questions and you got everything charted out for the next hours, you can literally get all your questions answered and get everything done. And that $200 is beyond valuable because now you can take this information you learn and can multiply and use it for other transactions. So that's why most people see all these different challenges in real estate wholesaling as challenges is because they're not tapping into their critical thinking skills. See, if you most great wholesalers are very sharp on their feet, they're very decisive, and they have great critical thinking skills. The people who just get lucky and do deals here and there, they're very emotional driven. They're driven by what things cost. They're driven by results, and they're driven by numbers, and they should be driven by consistency. Consistency is the only thing that's going to make you money in this business. Not no dollar, not no phone numbers. You can literally call a list, and if 40% of the list got bad phone numbers and the other 60% of the list got good numbers, you're going to get money. You're going to make money. See, we're worrying about the 40 more than we worry about the 60, and we're taking an hour with the prize, and that's the reason why we're not making money. Now, if you want to get better, and you want to grow your business, follow everything I'm saying to you. If you feel like we, and me, myself, particularly my team, is the right people that's going to help you and growing your business and take you to the next level, I strongly recommend you book a call with us and go to CEO929.com. That's CEO929.com. Book a call with me to see what we can do. We have an amazing program called Business in a Box, where we come in and we set up your entire operation from A to Z, give you all of our SOPs, give you all of our trainers, all of our courses, all of our scripts. We provide you with the trained VAs. We help you with the software, everything, all for $5,000. Why am I telling you the price? Because I don't want you going to call if you're not 100% sure of yourself and your commitment to the price and the program. If that still doesn't faze you and you're still interested, head over there right now and say, I want to talk to you more about the Business in the Box program and what we can do. We have so many success stories in this program. Like I said, this is episode 10. Look out for episode 11. Do me a favor. Leave us a five-star review on whatever platform you're watching. And if you love this show and you feel like you got some type of value, screenshot this episode and tag me on my stories at CO929. If you do, I got something very special for you. I appreciate you guys. I see you on episode 11. It's your boy, Antoine Campbell, with the Virtual Wholesaling Podcast. Talk to you soon.